The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, Magic Wanda from Grandma's Closet. Wandas don't do magic. Wandas are magic. When Grandma moved across town, she left four boxes in a closet marked Keep. Fascinator, Feathers, Douse, and Wandas. In this book, Carrie explores the Wandas. They're female wands, of course.
On the cover, Carrie, a tall girl with curly red hair, wears round glasses perched on her nose, a white t-shirt, and blue shorts. She holds a white flower shaped like a trumpet that has a pink smiling face below the bloom. She stands in a garden in front of rich green bushes with flowers of all colors. They are shades of purple, red, blue, pink, and orange. In her bedroom, Carrie sits on her bed with a long box with the word Wandas on it. Across the hall from Carrie's bedroom, her grandma's closet stands open. It has a sign with the word Keep on it.
"What's a Wanda?" wondered Carrie. "I'm going to call Grandma and find out."
Carrie studies several different flowers with long stems. On her desk, a laptop computer screen says, "Connecting to Grandma."
"I wish these were real flowers."
"I see you found the magic Wandas," said Grandma. "I did the same thing when I found them."
"Should I put them in water?" asked Carrie.
"They don't need water. They're magic," said Grandma.
"That's cool, Grandma, but I need some magical magic," Carrie worried. "Can they get me ready for Mom's party this afternoon?"
"Do whatever you think will be fun."
Grandma's eyes twinkled. "Mom says parties are fun," said Carrie. "But
fun means different things to different people," said Grandma.
"Will you come to the party?" asked Carrie.
"Of course," said Grandma.
Carrie held the lily Wanda up to her face so Grandma could see it on the computer screen.
"It's tickling me."
"You mean she, not it," said Grandma. "Wandas are girls."
"Please put me down."
The lily Wanda's voice was sweet but commanding.
Carrie holds the flower up and stares at it.
Carrie placed the lily on the floor. Lily beckoned to Carrie.
"Follow me."
Then she ran across the room, down the hall, and through the kitchen.
The tall plant runs on her stem split in two like legs, and her leaf arms are outstretched. Carrie follows, still holding the other flowers. They run past a long table set with plates, candles, silverware, and a cake.
"Where are you going?"
asked Carrie. Lily didn't answer. She climbed out the cat door. Carrie went out the people door.
"Let's have an adventure," Lily said, grinning.
Just then, Carrie's mom came out to the backyard to pick some strawberries for the party. "Our party is starting soon," said Mom. "You don't have time to play right now. You need to change your clothes, brush your hair, and look pretty."
"But Lily and I are having an adventure," Carrie said quietly.
"Those are beautiful flowers, Carrie. Do you want to put them in water before the party?" asked Mom.
"Wandas don't like water," said the lily Wanda.
"Oh my, you talk," said Mom, surprised. "Who are the Wandas?"
I found the wandas in Grandma's closet, said Carrie.
She held the little wooden girl up so Mom could see her better.
Nice to meet you, said the lily Wanda.
Nice to meet you, said Carrie's mom, making a slight bow.
Mom shakes the edge of Lily's leafy hand.
Then she asked Carrie, how did you make the doll talk? I didn't see you pull a string on her back.
Lily is alive, said Carrie. She talks all by herself.
Mom shook her head.
Moms always think I'm a toy, said Lily.
Mom laughed. You might not need water, she said, but the other flowers will get thirsty. Carrie asked Lily, is that true?
Daisy and Rose are magic like me, said Lily.
Are you a girl magic wand? Carrie's mom asked Lily.
Wands are silly, said Lily. They only work magic on things outside themselves, like flashlights.
Near the fence, Mom picks strawberries from the low garden beds on the ground.
Where is your magic? Asked Carrie.
Wandas don't do magic. Wandas are magic, said Lily.
Can Daisy and Rose turn into girls like you? Asked Carrie.
They are flowers because you wished, said Lily.
You can play with Grandma's doll later, said Carrie's mom. You need to make yourself pretty for our party. Mom led the way back into the kitchen. Mom filled a vase with water and put it on the table. You can put your flowers in this.
I'll go pick some flowers for your vase, said Carrie.
You have flowers, said Mom. Please put them in the vase and get ready for our party.
These are not flowers, said Carrie. These are magic wandas.
Okay, honey, said Mom. Please get ready. Carrie could tell that Mom didn't quite believe her. She opened the back door.
We don't have to wait for a party, said Lily. Let's have fun right now.
Carrie wished Rose was a soft, cuddly kitten.
In addition to the wandas, she now holds a white cat cradled in her arms.
Carrie's mom came out in the yard again. Hurry! Our guests will be here soon.
Is this enough? Asked Carrie.
Carrie holds a small bouquet of peony flowers.
Where did you get the kitten? Asked Mom.
It's magic, said Carrie, from Grandma.
The kitten can stay for the party, said Mom, but afterward you have to find the family that it belongs to.
Okay,
said Carrie, but she already knew the kitten's family. Mom went back inside. As soon as the door closed, Carrie wished again. Daisy became a propeller.
Carrie grips the long-stemmed propeller as she rises in the air.
Carrie, Lily, the kitten, the propeller, and the handful of peonies flew across the yard. Daisy landed them beside the back door. Carrie heard the doorbell ring. It's time for the party, called Carrie's mom.
I don't feel ready,
Carrie told Lily. She hesitated beside the kitchen door. Carrie held the peonies in one hand and put the propeller in her pocket. The kitten nestled on her shoulder. Lily walked beside her as she went to her room to change. Grandma opened the people door and smiled at Carrie.
You look lovely, said Grandma.
Carrie wears a pink dress with matching bows in her hair and at the back of the waist.
We're going to have fun at our party.
The kitchen was full of party guests. Carrie put the peonies in the vase. Her friends petted the kitten. Lily whispered in her ear,
we had a good adventure, didn't we?
Carrie saw Grandma smiling at her, and finally, she felt ready.
This has been Magic Wanda, Grandma's Closet, Book 3. Story by Lois Wickstrom. Narrated by Anne Richardson. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder. And written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Francie Mayan. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.